Let me ask you to take your Bibles tonight, and we'll turn together to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 16. 1 Corinthians, chapter 16 tonight. Last week we enjoyed a good missions conference. Each of the guests that came to speak, I really appreciated their ministry to us. They are good men, preached good messages, have a heart for the Lord, service to Him where God has put them in their respective places of ministry. I appreciated Pastor Toby Stevens coming and sharing with us, encouraging us about building relationships with people. And he gave many illustrations of how he's been able to do that in his own backyard, literally and figuratively. And I appreciate his heart in that. I appreciated Wesley Barley's message on self-denial and sacrifice that he preached. Very well done, thought-provoking, challenging. And I appreciated Mike Martin's ministry to us and his emphasis and his message, especially on Sunday, that the glory that is in the gospel is not in the vessels that proclaim the gospel, but it's in the gospel itself. It was a good message, a good challenge for us. And each of these men, I felt, were faithful to the Lord, to His ministry, to His word, challenged our hearts both in the realms of local as well as global evangelism, and I appreciated their ministry very much. If you, again, I know I've said this before, but I'd encourage you to go online and to listen to the messages that you may not have been able to hear for whatever reason. And they are there on the church website or on sermonaudio.com. Foreign missions and local outreach are related ideas. That's why these first two missions conference that we've had, I've tried to emphasize both. That when you talk about missions, it's not just what other people do outside of us. There's also the local aspect of outreach and how we need to be faithful in our own Jerusalem, as well as pray for those who go to the uttermost part of the earth. But really, Acts 1:8 pattern is it started here at home and built out, and God allowed persecution to come, which in a large degree spread the gospel to the uttermost parts of the world. But we know that not all of us, or even many of us, will go to some other culture in a different place or different country or continent to proclaim the gospel. But we are all called upon to do that in our own sphere of influence. And tonight I would like to take just some time, really more as like a family talk, not necessarily a sermon per se, but just to talk to us about the missions conference last week and really challenge us in light of things that we heard and to give us encouragement, some ideas perhaps of things that we can take from that and really now apply to our lives both individually as well as a church ministry as well. Action items, if you will, to take. Now, I've had us turn here to 1 Corinthians 16. If you took and read the family devotional that I made for the week prior to the missions conference, you read about the man and the family that we're going to look at very briefly tonight here in verse 15. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 15 says, "I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints." I've always been struck by that verse. I remember many years ago, Chris and I, we talked about that, and we remarked how different that description is of this family than other families, and how remarkable a comment could be made about that family, that they addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Or perhaps in your translation it reads, they devoted themselves. That's what that word communicates, what it means. It means to devote, or at least came to mean that. Here's this family who has dedicated themselves to the work of the ministry. We don't really know much else about this family. The scriptures tell us very little. We're told here in this verse that He and his family were the first fruits of the region of Achaia, one of the first, if not the first, family to come to Christ in that region. We know at the beginning of the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, that Paul baptized this family. And then we know that aspect, that comment, that they addicted themselves or devoted themselves to the ministry. But really beyond that, we don't know much. We know Stephanus made a trip to visit Paul elsewhere. But we're really not told much about this family at all. But what we are told is, I think, very revealing. This family had self-appointed devotion to the ministry of the saints. This was something that they did themselves, that they instigated on their own. In other words, we're to believe that the family did this of their own accord, and really under the leadership of Stephanus, the husband, the father of that home. Can we use this family as somewhat of an example for us? I think the answer is yes, and that was really one of the reasons why I included them in that family devotional, to get us to realize as we're seeking to cultivate a ministry or missions-mindedness within our own homes, that there are examples of that in the Scripture, this being one. It began in their homes with their own salvation. They ministered in their own church. Stephanus would go later. Verse 17 says, I'm glad of the coming of Stephanus and Fortunatus and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part, they have supplied. So Stephanus was part of a group of men who went and traveled to go visit Paul elsewhere. So you have both the local aspect of that in the family, in the home, in the ministry of the saints in Corinth, but also the traveling of Stephanus, at least him, to go elsewhere to minister for the Lord and for the gospel's sake as well. Quite a remarkable family, even though we know very little other than this text. I'm thankful for many who serve faithfully in our church, and there are many. And I'm thankful for the instigation of many husbands and fathers to take the lead in that and to encourage their homes, their families, to serve the Lord in different ways. But let's talk tonight about how we can now react and respond really to last week's sessions, sermons, ministry of the gospel, ministry of the word. And how can we now as a family, keeping Stephanus and his family in mind, how can we perhaps devote ourselves more to the work of the ministry? What are some ideas that we can take away to really implement, or at least seek to implement, into our homes and families to be devoted to the ministry of the saints? I'm going to suggest five things tonight, actually six words, and they all begin with a letter P, maybe to help us remember it a little bit. The first one is to pray. Prayer was a topic that was discussed last week. Mike Martin talked about that, praying for our missionaries. Prayer is important for us to be a part of. Jesus encouraged his followers to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into the harvest. Paul sought prayer as a missionary for safety and for the word of God to freely run wherever it was preached. Prayer for the gospel, prayer for gospel ministry ought to be a regular part of our devotional life to the Lord. We ought to be praying for not just those who are out there to proclaim the gospel, but we ought also to pray for opportunities for ourselves to go into our own Jerusalems and to meet people and to tell them about Jesus Christ. But to pray. Prayer is a vital part of that ministry. Prayer helps to cultivate the soil of that person's heart even before you present to them the good news of Christ. We ought to be praying for us in that regard, for people like Josh or Mike, like we mentioned earlier, or other people that you know. Lord, I want to tell this person about Christ, and I pray that you would just work in their heart even now, that the Spirit of God would cultivate a willingness to hear and even a conviction of sin, or bring something into their heart, into their lives, that would cause them to be more open to the truth of the gospel. And we can pray the same thing for our missionaries overseas and elsewhere. Lord, prepare the soil of the hearts of people over there. And pray for the missionaries too, for their safety, for their physical well-being, yes, for sure. But pray beyond that. Pray for their spiritual warfare that they deal with. Pray for them as they proclaim the good news of Christ on a regular basis. Pray for a whole host of things. But prayer is one thing that we ought to be a part of. We pray for lost people. We pray for saved people to be discipled. We pray even for churches to receive pastors. We pray for that in our Wednesday night time. We pray for a host of other things. And we pray throughout our week on our own, but we also, as a church, have a corporate time of prayer on Wednesday nights. You realize that that is a vital part of the ministry of our church, the corporate prayer of God's people. A praying church is going to be a powerful church, not because of its own greatness, but because of the power of God and His greatness displayed through that ministries. So as individuals, pray for gospel opportunities for yourselves and for others. Pray for the missionaries of our church or other friends that you know of. As a family, do this. Pray as a family together. Some people I know have tried to do this in different ways. Maybe they have a photo book that has their prayer cards inserted, or have some kind of a flip chart like we do, and we flip through them periodically, or however you want to do it. But keep missions and missionaries before your family to pray for them. So first, pray. That's one way we can respond to what we heard last week about gospel ministry, both local and abroad. Pray. Secondly, and this is second and thirdly, really, but one point, plan and prepare. To plan and prepare. Planning for ministry is something that we just need to do. Making plans to serve the Lord in different ways and plan to build relationships with people around you. Plan to pray for missions and missionaries. Plan to include your family in ministry and missionary endeavors. Ministry is not always convenient for us. It sometimes infringes upon our time that we had thought about doing something else. It's not always convenient, but we do have to make plans for it. And if we don't plan for it, we'll easily allow those other things to inhibit our participation in the chief task that God has given us on this earth. Think about it. We make plans for all kinds of things. We make plans for family vacations. We make plans for work projects. We make plans for home projects. We make plans for schooling. We make plans for all kinds of things. How are we doing as a family to cultivate a mindset? What can we do to put into practice some things that we heard? Plan for ministry opportunities. How are you using your home for ministry purposes? Are you willing to plan and prepare to host missionaries who come through the area, even though it may be inconvenient to do so? Someone may have to give up a bed. You may have to give up the second helping of the dinner. What are you willing to do? How are you planning that? Planning and preparation are important. Generally speaking, people make time for what is important to them. How important is this kind of ministry for us? Thirdly tonight, participate. Participate in different things. From a corporate standpoint, church outreach opportunities are coming up for us that we can be involved in, actively, physically involved in. I mentioned this morning the ladies' brunch that's coming up in June. Ladies, that's a perfect time, wonderful time, great opportunity for you to invite lost people that you know. Ladies that are unsaved, that you already have a relationship with, hey, come to the brunch. There's a woman who's going to come, give her testimony of salvation, present the gospel. What a great opportunity. We have the Family Fun Fair coming up in July. Another great opportunity for all of us, really, in some capacity, to participate, to be involved in some way, to actively participate in an outreach from our church to our community. You can pray for that, yes. But participate. Participate in the ways that God would have you do that. And there's other things that will come up throughout the year as well from a corporate standpoint, Apple Harvest Day, different things like that. My point here is we cannot just trust other people to do the work. Say, well, I'll let them do it. No, take the initiative yourself. Actively engage yourself. Participate in gospel type of ministry. Even something like canvassing. We don't really have a regular canvassing time per se, but that doesn't mean we can't put things on people's doors. There's all kinds of housing, for instance, new housing going up right here, just down the street. And those new residents need to hear of Christ. And they need to know that there's a local church that's going to give them the truth. Opportunities for us to tell them and to show them the love of Christ as well. Are we willing to engage the lost, to interact with them, to have them into our home, to start a conversation with them, and to point them to Christ? But even on a less stressful level, say, boy, that's a lot. I don't know if I can do a lot of that. Well, okay, how are you doing in participating in the ministry of the saints in your local church? Because that's what the household of Stephanas did as well. That's what Priscilla and Aquila did. How are you doing in participating in just your local church? Even things like cleaning, the cleaning ministry. I can't express how important that ministry is to the church. And there's lots of opportunities for that. If every family unit of our church took just one slot, we'd pretty much fill up the whole year. It's not a lot, but it's so vital to the ministry of the church. You can do that as a family. Even young kids can participate in the way young kids can work. Reach things that they can reach that our older knees may not be able to reach as well. Participate in ministry. Participate in church gatherings. Participate in our church outreach ministries. Participate in the regular routine ministry of the local church. But participate, that's the third point. Fourthly, propel. That means to send out. I mentioned before that it would be a wonderful thing for God to send out someone from our church to a foreign field to proclaim the gospel. And I'm still praying that. But it would also be nice for our church to send out ministry teams to various places to help local churches in their ministry, to help perhaps build something, to distribute church information, or to be a blessing to them in some other ways. I've spoken recently with two church planters, one church planter and one pastor, Toby Stevens, who came last week. I emailed him prior to the conference about ways that we could potentially help them, be a blessing to them or minister with them or help them in their ministry in some way. And we're going to get together and talk about that, talk about options. I contacted Nick Stelzig. Remember Nick Stelzig? He came through a while back, church planter to the Boston area as well. And I contacted him. Hey, how can we help you? Can we help you with flyers or distribution of your church literature as you start? And he said, well, we're not quite there yet, but when the time comes, I'll call you. And that would be a great opportunity for our church to go and be a blessing to that ministry, yes, but also to spread the gospel. There's opportunities for us, I know, as God brings these up, to send little small teams of people, men and or women or whatever, to go to churches and to help them with some kind of project. Even outside our state, we could do that. Participate and propel people to do different things. The point is that the needs are great, and often God uses other opportunities outside our church to lead people even into vocational ministry or missions. And then fifthly, promote. And by this, I mean to promote missions and local ministry in your family. Promote what is going on to your children. And above all, promote your God in your home. One of the magazines that I recommended that's out there by GFA, the Sowing and Reaping magazine that I said has many articles about cultivating this in your family. One of those articles is by Dr. Mark Minnick, pastor of Mount Calvary Baptist Church in Greenville. And one of the chief ways that he says to encourage missions in the local church is to elevate God in the local church. Say, well, what is the link between that? Because the higher we elevate our God, the clearer we know him, the clearer we see him, the more engaged we are in elevating and exalting and glorifying our God, we can't help but to tell people and to pray and to participate and to plan and prepare. So promote your God. Make God a big deal in your homes. I'm thankful for each of the three men that came last week. They're all seeking to do that. You heard Toby's testimonies of how his boys would see him and engage as well. They're teaching their children, their young boys, about this. Mike Martin has, I think it's four children. They're pretty well grown. They're teenage years and up. But they're serving as well. They served on the mission field, and they're elevating God in their home. Wesley Barley's got three little ones, four, three, and less than one. Same kind of thing. They're trying to train them to elevate God in their home, in their lives. We ought to do that. And as we do that, promote missions, promote ministry. The more we do so, the more our young people will want to go. Sometimes, though, I think we have such a low view of God and a high view of man, our children see no need. Why should I go promote God when I can promote myself somewhere? Make much of your God and make little of ourselves. If you want to minister more effectively to the saints of God, then devote yourselves more wholly to the God of the saints. Now, just little practical things. I left all the material out there on the table that we had last week. There's prayer cards out there. Those are two magazines out there. There's the chapter from the book on missions out there that I copied out as well. Those are all tools to help us respond and to act upon things that we've heard. But let me encourage us tonight not just to sit on the teaching, but to actively engage yourselves, and as opportunities come, to participate as God allows you to do so joyfully and willingly, and to elevate your God in the process. Maybe as a family, do some evaluating of what you're currently doing, or perhaps other ways that you can. But make much of your God, pray, participate, plan, prepare, propel, and promote your God. There's much to do. Let's be faithful in the work of the Lord to do it. Let's close tonight by singing hymn number 307.